You can find the reading on page 1144 of the Church Bibles, reading 1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the Church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God, thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The reading is John 1, 29-42, page 1063 in the Church Bibles. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ was revealed in flesh, proclaimed among the nations and believed in throughout the world. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter.
Welcome and good morning, everybody. It's a new year. So how are your New Year resolutions going? Gone already. Yeah, I've been doing a fitness exercise, which is supposed to be half an hour every day. And last night I did it at 11:15, sitting down. Anyhow, anyway, we've got a New Year's resolution. We want in the church to encourage more pastoral care and community action. That sounds worthy, sounds more work, doesn't it? Well, it's not so much we're going to start something new in church as we're going to build on the wonderful care and the community action that's already happening in the church. Just as we sang in our first hymn, "Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live." So Chris, myself and Laurie have been working together with other members of the congregation, Stella, Catherine, Elizabeth, Ian, Sonia and Petra. Petra's not here today, she's in Thailand. What a shame, to kickstart some ideas for a pastoral care and community team. So this morning, Laurie and I are going to talk to you about our vision and, of course, your involvement.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Well, hello again. As Chris kindly pointed out, I haven't been here for a while. I've been away for a year because, unfortunately, I developed an illness last year which made me, pretty immobile. But anyway, we're on the mend. I'm Laurie Stewart, and I am the... We've got new badges. I'm the Commissioned Pastoral Lay Minister, formerly known as Pastoral Auxiliary here. So, lovely to see you all, and some of you I've never met before, so it's even nicer to see you. While I've been away, I've received a lot of love and support from my church family. I cannot thank you all enough for your visits, calls, flowers, messages. It's truly meant a great deal to me and to my family. I've been a member of this church for over 30 years, and it has been a big part of my life. I have always thought of it as a loving community. Apart from the many forms of ministry that we share, like today, we have had social events such as fairs, coffee mornings, lunches and celebrations, where we've come together to be with each other, and we have reached out to the wider congregation and to our neighbours. We've always tried to look after each other at times of need and difficulty. We have had pastoral care groups where a small group of volunteers have kept in touch with people, those who have not been able to come to church for all sorts of reasons. And during COVID, can't believe it's almost 6 years, people were unable to keep in touch by telephone. And like all churches, we had to abandon each other. We abandoned the opportunities we had to meet with each other and to complete activities where we could come together. Here we are in 2026, and we are in the wonderful position of having a new vicar, Chris, who is almost fully fledged. You've been signed off yet?
No, 2 weeks.
Oh, well, let's hope and pray for that day. And an increasing congregation. As new people join us, so our church community grows. And this seems like the right time to establish a community team, not only to alleviate some of the work that members of the clergy traditionally undertake, but to come together as a community that shares and cares. There are many ways that we can do this. We can share time together in social events, such as the lunch. We had one on Wednesday, which was lovely. Thank you, Elizabeth, and everybody else who organised that. And we can take time to talk to each other, especially if somebody's new to the church, or something more practical like preparing a meal for somebody, or visiting someone who feels isolated. There are many, many activities that we could do. As Christians, we are called to love one another. It's important that everyone is valued and included. By working together, we can do this. In order to do so, we would like to establish a community team. And this is where I hand over to the person with ideas, Cherry.
Right. So why is it important to value and include one another? As Christians, we believe that God created humankind to be in relationship with God and to be in relationship with other human beings, just as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in relationship with each other. Our human caring is based on God's care. We care for each other because God cares for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus gives us a clear vision of how we are to live as human beings through his life and his ministry. You only have to think of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. Think about Jesus' commandment. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. If we can't do that in church, if we can't show that to the community outside, then what are we doing? Pastoral or community care that we're talking about is not all about home visiting. It's bigger than that, but we do hope to do more home communions. It's not about solving people's problems. It is about listening and reminding each other that we're all children of God, created in and for relationship with God, a God who loves his creation unconditionally. And pastoral care is not a problem shared, it's gossip. Christ as priest and Laurie as our former safeguarding officer will decide on any home visiting along strict confidential and safeguarding lines. This is, I think, a common concern when pastoral teams are set up, that it's going to be a talking shop and a gossip shop. It's not. There are very clear guidelines, and we will very happily share that with anybody. So, how does pastoral care fit in with our parish vision? And I'm sure you all know what our parish vision is. Yes? Anyone like to hazard a guess? No, I thought not. Well,
it's coming. I'm
yeah. Okay. Well, it was all in the hymn, that first hymn, actually. All are welcome. We are an inclusive church. All have space to grow in faith. Every age and stage of life matters. We're all called to serve. Everyone has a part to play. All find a place to belong. We want everyone to feel they have their own space here, that there's something they're contributing that's uniquely theirs. And all reach out. In other words, we respond to the needs of the community. So our vision for the team is a church community where all are welcomed, belong, and respond to the needs of the local community. Great. So how are we going to do this? Well, the first thing is we really need to know each other, and that's where your sticky piece of paper comes in. You should have a sticky label and you should have a pen. And so, as a starter to getting to know each other, I'm going to ask you to write the name of somebody on a label and give it to them so they can stick it on themselves. But I want you to ask someone you don't know, because it's too easy to go to someone you do know. Feel the embarrassment and go up to somebody you don't know, or actually you might have forgotten their names, and write their name on a label, give it to them, and they can stick it on. So, go. You've got 1 minute. That's enough getting to know each other. You can know each other afterwards. Right. Okay, come back. Can you shout? Okay. Yeah, right. Everyone back. Right. Please continue these conversations afterwards at the coffee time. Thanks. Okay, now, number two. We want to build a church community where people belong and participate. That means church activities. Now, we have things like the Christian Aid quiz. We have getting to know you lunches, but we have other things. We'd really like to know, and Laurie will come on to that in a moment. The third thing is we want to reach out to the community. Now, we are already doing quite a lot. We have the food bank, we have the Ukrainian coffee mornings, and last Wednesday, Elizabeth organised a lunch that was for church people, and also it was for the mums who just finished doing their Pilates class. It was a great opportunity to see lots of babies, so I had a lovely time. But really, there are going to be other things that you're going to think of. So I'm going to hand back to Laurie now.
Right, you're definitely not having an easy ride this morning because we've got more things for you to do. Apart from your sticky labels, you should have a piece of paper and a pen for you to get some ideas down. What we'd like you to do is think of things that we could do as a community, but also think of things you'd be happy to volunteer to help with. Yeah, quite a good laugh there, John. I mean, I've certainly been in places where I've had lots of ideas, but then they say, well, I can't help, I'm too busy. But it doesn't have to be a lot of your time, just anything you think you'd like to volunteer for. When we've had an opportunity to look at all your responses, we work together. It's been a small pilot group, I'm not quite sure it, that Cherry referenced earlier, and the idea is that I look at things and decide what we can proceed with. Obviously, we can't do everything at once. I've had a lot of physio after the last year, and I have a wonderful Theo called Sunita. And she said to me the other day, what you have to remember, Laurie, is small steps. Don't worry about the big steps when you're walking with your sticks. Do the small steps, and that's what we need to do for this. Small steps, so that as a community, we can grow even more. Right, so, as I said, let's get writing.
Thank you very much. Indeed, what we'll do is we'll collect up the pieces of paper at the end. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for joining in, and do please talk to each other at the very end of the service. So, what you did for the least of these, you did for me, says Jesus. Acts of caring for each other are acts of service to Jesus. They are the way we reflect back God's love for us. We pray that you will join us in our New Year resolution. May God bless us all.